joshing out there, man.
Huh?
Least favorite subject, but Brandon Marshall not.
Yeah, the guys that aren't ready and able to play today or practice today are not out here, and that will remain our stance on that. So
it's not health related, John?
I'm not going into it. If they're not ready or able, they're not out here.
Is he in your building?
I don't know where he's at right now. He was in the building this morning.
Is this
yes.
Did you have a talk with him this morning?
I'm not going into it, so I'm not talking about it. He's not out here to practice. When he's ready and able to practice, he will practice.
When you look at your running back depth right now, there's a couple guys short now with Sean out, Jordan kind of. How do you think that workload will be divided up amongst these guys this weekend?
They'll all be ready to play. I mean, and I think they'll all play. You know, I wouldn't say maybe, evenly, but they're all going to get in there and they're all going to do some things. So, you know, whomever is healthy and ready to go, they're all going to play. There's certainly, you know, we don't have enough depth right now at that spot to just sit there and say, well, we're going to hold these two till, you know, the next week or what have you. So we expect them all to play. They're all getting repped in the periods. And, you know, how it ultimately divvies up on Sunday night, I'm not exactly sure, but they'll all be in there.
Can you say with them all, you mean the guys that are
out
here?
Yeah, the guys that are out here. Yep, absolutely. The guys that are out here all should play.
How is Noshon's progress going? Get back before the end of...
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't want to put a date or anything on it, but I mean, I think he's working really hard to do everything he can every day to get back on the field as soon as possible, and I think everything is going, you know, as planned, and hopefully, you know, that'll be sooner rather than later.
Josh, when you talk about guys not ready to play, be it Brandon, be it the running backs, do you mean that can mean physically as well as not knowing play? It's not just about health, correct? When you say not ready to play, you're not just talking injury.
I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, there's a number of reasons why a guy might not be able and ready to go out here, and without going into detail on everybody's situation, that's just, you know, it's either my decision or our training staff's decision, you know, that the guy can't go out here and do what we would like to ask him to do, and that's basically the criteria.
How frustrating is that?
It's football. I mean, we're going to have that all year long. There's going to be guys that miss practice every day of the year. So, I'll tell you this, the guys that are out here and the coaches that are out here are coaching the players that are on the field, and that's the hand you're dealt with sometimes in this league. So we're going to play with who we have, and we expect to win with who we have.
What's Mike Prefer, a guy you went after to be your special team?
You know, I've coached against him a couple times, and you know, he'd worked for Tom Coughlin in New York. You know, I know his father very well. You know, his father's from John Carroll, and I kind of met him years and years ago when I was younger, and just kind of kept up a relationship with Mike. You know, through the years that he's been in the NFL, and I've always liked kind of the style of special teams that they played, aggressive, not fancy, but very disciplined and effective. You know, and I thought that was something that we would you know, gravitate towards here in Denver, and he's doing a great job right now, and you know, we're looking forward to working with him for a long time.
What were some of the changes you were hoping he would implement with this special teams unit?
I'll tell you this, it's not the same getting special teams units ready when you play a 3-4 system on defense and you play a multiple receiver system on offense. There's a challenge inherent in that type of a setup, you know, because you have less smaller linebackers that can cover, and you have more smaller receivers on offense that can't run down there on the kickoff team. So, you know, he knew those challenges coming into it. He accepted that, and we wanted to try to get a physical unit that would go down there and be aggressive in every phase of our kicking game. So he's trying hard to get that accomplished, and we're making strides in a lot of areas in the kicking game, and hopefully we continue to do that on Sunday.
This week, Brian Dawkins been able to wear the regular jersey instead of the orange jersey. Does that mean you expect him?
Hopeful that everybody here, you know, like I said yesterday, hopefully everybody that's out here will play and definitely get some time on Sunday night. And looking forward to Brian being part of that.
How important is it for that secondary to play together at the start of the season?
They've practiced a ton together. You know, I know he missed a little time there with the hand, but they practiced, you know, most of the spring together. And then again, you know, a bunch in training camp. So I think the important part is that they communicate and feel comfortable with each other in practice, and then they carry it over to Sunday. But, you know, they should be out there on Sunday and, you know, hopefully show well, you know, together.
Thanks.
You got it. Thank you.